My Pokemon Journey. Part 3. The Conclusion.
We reached Vermilion City, but were unmotivated and were also running from the law. It was agreed between Cecilia and I that we needed a vacation, so we wanted to ride on the cruise ship. But we were very poor, and so I said to Elton, "You're a very rare Pokemon, Elton, so I'm selling you for money for tickets on the SSN. Elton didn't object, because Elton is too deep for me to understand. We made $5,000 off him. "We have a whole adventure ahead of us, Cecilia," I said this to her as she stood up to where Rose stood in Titanic. I realized then my feelings for Cecilia transcended what is considered healthy between a trainer and his Pokemon. I looked at Cecilia standing there singing, and I pushed her off the ship into the sea. I had no more Pokemon because I had sold Elton and had pushed Cecilia off of the SSN. I got off the ship and went to another motel.
The next morning,
I called Professor Oak and said, "My Chansey ran away and I have no more Pokemon and I need one."
"I'm out of Pokemon, Greg. How'd you lose your Chansey?"
I didn't know what to say, so I hung up very fast. I went to the Pokemart, where I bought 6 Pokeballs.
"Ah, I see you like balls," said an older man in the store. "I like balls myself."
The older man was using a Machop to build a house. I let him fondle me and jerk me off, and I got his Machop. I named the Machop Greg Jr., because I was tired of naming my Pokemon after musical references. "You are my very first Pokemon, Greg Jr.," I said to him as I lied. "Now I can begin my Pokemon adventure."
The End.